Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Die Pretoria môre 27, Johannesburg 26, Polokwane en Mbombela 23 grade.
In the traffic this afternoon, the Mike 1 southbound, very, very busy. There's a crash near Houghton Estate and a queue again immediately after that down through the Crown Interchange. And very busy from the Galilee's Interchange trying to get south towards Germiston.
The Boks are bracing themselves for an All Blacks backlash in Cape Town and the SA20 final returns to the Wanderers.
Die president van die Suid-Afrikaanse Reservebank, Lesetje Ganyago, waarsku verbruikers teen 'n kooptog na twee pot onttrekkings. Die stelsel is nou van krag en laat voor aftrede toegang tot 1/3 van aftreefondse. Ganyago waarsku inflasie kan opgejaag word indien hierdie fondse vir aankope gebruik word in plaas van om skuld te verminder. Kusatu sê dis tyd dat polisie salarisse 'n hupstoot kry. Woordvoerder Zanella Sabella sê die vakverbond neem hande met toegewyde popkroelede en die hele polisiediens met die herdenking van polisie veiligheidsmaand en eer die opofferings van polisielede en hulle gesinne.
It is critical that we give the SAPS the resources it needs to fill vacant posts, reverse the drain in staff numbers, upgrade dilapidated police stations, overhaul archaic IT systems, ensure all vehicles are in working order, and that the skills of our officers are constantly invested in.
Nou na Mpumalanga waar een verdagte doodgeskiet is en twee ander gewond is in 'n skietgeveg met die polisie in KwaGafontein. Polisie woordvoerder Donald Maladuli sê beamptes het 'n belangrike operasie uitgevoer na berigte van ernstige misdaadbedrywighede wat afpersing en poging tot moord insluit. Hy sê waardevolle leidrade het beamptes na die gebied gelei.
The SAPS in Mpumalanga members immediately went and as they approached the group of suspects, the suspects began firing some shots. Then one of the suspects, who is believed to be a ringleader, managed to escape, and we suspect that he could be approaching medical facilities, hospitals.
Die spesiale ondersoekeenheid het die groen lig ontvang om 9 omstrede Eskom kontrakte te ondersoek, insluitend die wat met Gupta verwante maatskappye verbind word. Die ondersoek dek steenkoolverkryging en voorafbetalings. Die eenheid sal sy ondersoek uitbrei na sake wat deur die staatskaping ondersoek uitgewys word. En goeie nuus, brandstofpryse gaan môre om middernag daal tot hul laagste vlakke in byna 'n jaar. Die verlagings word toegeskryf van onder meer 'n sterker rand. Hierdie motoriste voel petrolpryse is steeds te hoog.
I've seen literally no difference with fuel prices over the past few months.
I have actually seen a slight difference. I mean, I used to spend plus minus 1.5 and now I'm spending like 1,200.
Yeah, it's true that we've seen a couple of drops in the price of fuel. As a diesel user, it's been slightly less than the petrol drops, but from an average of about 1,700 that I was paying 3 months ago, it's probably dropped to about 1,500. So small relief, no big deal, but there has been a small relief.
Mooi weer môre, Pretoria 10:27, Johannesburg 8:26, Polokwane 6:23, Emalahleni 9:23 en Rustenburg 9:26 grade. Ek is Chanel September, top story of the hour, police are investigating a deadly shooting in Mpumalanga.
Four in a row. More music you love.
That's right.
And more music than anyone else. On The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
It's fine. It's cool.